Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Let's get started with Martin Gallegos.
Looked like another pretty good outing for Bassett there. What did you just see from him overall tonight?
I thought that was some of his best stuff of the year. You know, the first one a little bit cheap, and you know, you get two wild pitches and a sack fly. So, but you look at the strikeouts, you look at the strikes, you look at the amount of pitches he threw, the time he was out there. It was hard not to send him back out for the eighth, and I probably would have thought about it had he not given up the home run. But yeah, I thought he seems to be getting better as the season goes along. I know he feels better. He feels like he knows where his pitch is going a little bit more, and it's certainly showing here recently.
Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Bob. Diekman did a pretty good job closing out for y'all as well. What are your thoughts on his outing and just him overall this season?
He's been great. I mean, left, rights really don't matter to him. You know, Lou's workload's been a little bit more so at this point. We had two lefties coming up in the ninth. So, you know, we gave Lou the day off, and Petit was warming up the inning before, and, you know, we'll pitch him anytime. So, I think Deke's been fantastic, you know, and has been a guy that hasn't, you know, tried to lobby for the ninth inning. He just wants to pitch, and whenever he can help, whether it's the eighth or ninth, typically is what he's done, and even come in at times before, you know, with some key lefty matchups earlier.
Chappie continues to be productive at the plate as well. I know you were never worried about him, but what have you liked out of him just in his recent at-bats?
Yeah, you just see him tracking the ball a little bit better, staying back a little bit more so, not trying to force it. You know, the hit he got, you know, here you can tend to try to lift and, you know, try to aim for that monster, but he's just trying to put a ball in play and get a run in. You know, hit it hard to left field. So it just looks to me like he's seeing the ball a little bit better and probably getting a few more pitches per at bat.
Manolo Hernandez, Duane.
Bob, could you talk about that key hit by Elvis there in a very close game and close?
That was huge. You know, he's gotten some big hits for us. You know, and that one, just not trying to do too much, go the other way. There's a big hole open at second base if he hits it on the ground. If not, you know, line drive right field's going to work in that situation. So as it turned out, that ended up being as big at bat as we had in the year, you know, during the game. You know, Chappie's at bat, and then, you know, and then Elvis's. So, that was a huge hit.
Back to Martin.
About with Bassett, what is the kind of weird arm slot with his slider and curveball do, just deception wise, like for the fastball and everything else?
Yeah, he's just kind of added that to his repertoire, and you know, throwing a lower slot slider, throwing a lower slot fastball, which he has to. He can't just drop down and throw sliders. But you know, his curveball being the 60s sometimes, his slider is, you know, maybe the drop down one's a little bit more curveball speed, but it has slider break. So it's just another dimension, another velocity, another break that, you know, hitters haven't seen from before. He's just trying to get better.
Jerry McDonald.
Yeah, Bob, how big was it to grind on Eovaldi and make him throw the pitches he had to throw through six innings and get him out of there?
Yeah, I kind of got a little bit of that, but I get the gist of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, guy, pitcher like him, you're trying to make him throw pitches early in a game and make sure he doesn't go past six. At one point in time, it looked like maybe five if we extended that a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, he got those 100 miles an hour, has a great split, cutter. He's got five different pitches, and, you know, he can be tough to navigate. So it was good that we made him work and get him out of the game.
John Shea.
I think that was Bassett's first game against Boston, first in Fenway. What is a guy like that who has been around a while but hasn't faced one particular team due to prepare, especially at a place like that?
Well, there's so many things you can do to prepare now. I think he was just excited about pitching, or you might be a better question for him. But, you know, this is like, you know, it's like a baseball museum here. These are the type of places that you just can't wait to play and pitch and manage and coach. And I mean, these are just special places. So I'm guessing to get his first start here and get a win on top of it, pretty rewarding for him and a really good feeling.
Hey, Bob, was that a fun game to manage? You know, one run, 3-2, you know, like you said, the sight, you know, two good teams close, you know, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. as long as you win, it's fun. Would I have preferred to win by 6 or 7? Yeah, sure. But, you know, you're exactly right. You know, all that plays into here, the crowd's into it, into the last pitch. And, you know, there's never a down moment in the game when it's close like that. And, you know, I know it's not the usual 38,000 or whatever it is here, but these people, these fans, you can hear them most of the game as well. So yeah, it's a spirited place to play.
Take a final question from Manolo.
Bob, could you mention the importance of winning the first game of this trip, which could be a very tough trip against teams that probably are going to be in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to get off to a good start. And, you know, you're right. There's two good teams. We got 6 tough games on the trip, but I don't think it's so much about you're thinking about winning series. You're just trying to get off to a good start and win the first game. You win the first game, there's better feeling, especially a close one like that here. So yeah, all in all, it was a really good game to win.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.